Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're talking about making that cut for weddings. It's nothing personal. It's financial. You know, you got to keep the groups, the wedding party small and the guests small. And I totally agree. Don't go into debt for just one night.
No.
And I've told my kids this, you know, hey, if you don't have the money, you got to adjust to what you could afford for a wedding.
Correct.
And sometimes it's cutting back on who you're inviting.
Yeah, I've seen a growing trend of people selling tickets.
What?
To their wedding.
Selling tickets.
Wow. It's so expensive, especially by the time like you add in alcohol and food, yeah, like let alone the venue. It's like you'd pay $100-$150 for a night out with an open bar.
Okay.
So just, you know, contribute it to the wedding.
Oh my gosh. Selling tickets. But you know, because you're counting on, because that's what I've been telling her. I was like, well, everyone will bring money. You kind of just have this blind faith that everyone's going to know to bring a card with some money to at least cover the cost of their plate.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not always so, right?
If they don't step up, you could get in the hole.
They can't. They can't get in the hole. They're too young. So it's got to be what it is.
Because your trend is like, okay, it's going to cost, let's say, $100 a guess.
Mm-hmm.
Selling tickets, $100 if you want to come.
Dang.
Would you still go to that wedding or not? Because they're trying to break even. They're trying to... Or
what
some...
if no one comes?
Yeah. All right.
Oh, man. We're
trying to help if you have to make the cut.
Yeah.
TJ's daughter, keeping it small. Micro wedding, 30 people. That's it.
That's it.
Uh-huh.
Can't be a person over 30. Lots of texts coming in going, hey, my wife and I did 40 people. It was incredible. So intimate. Such great experience. It was hard. Not sending invites to certain people. Yes, I would do it all over again in a heartbeat. But yes, there are still bad feelings between some people. It just can't be helped, I guess. But get this, another texter saying, why not broadcast it on Zoom for those who you can't afford to be there? Yeah, put like a QR code on the invite, right?
Are the tickets with her trend cheaper if you swatch on Zoom? I'll take the Zoom tickets.
Well,
they're cheaper.
The Zoom is free.
Yeah.
We're so kind.
I did one where I attended a online virtual wedding. They did it as a Facebook event, and then they broadcasted through Facebook Live on that Facebook event.
Hey, well, there's a will, there's a way to get
That's
more.
That's a good idea. I like this.
Involved. You got an idea? Let us know. 925 WB. Spread the good vibes on this slow drive. Very cold morning. Please be safe. We're talking about making the cut for the wedding. The wedding guests. Some weddings, just because of financial reasons, have to be smaller. It may not be a bad thing. Intimate could be better. You're saying, though, this next generation might even be selling tickets to come to the wedding to cover costs.
Yeah. I mean, you'd buy a ticket to any other event with food and drinks and dancing. So,
wow. Tammy, Canandaigua, what happened with your daughter?
My daughter got married last year. We opted to do Mexico. 20 people. It was the best. If you want to come, you're more than welcome, but you have to pay for yourself. And I'll tell you what, we had a blast.
Well, thank you for sharing.
Huh.
There you go. If you could afford it, that's like buying a ticket for the destination wedding. But I've got an idea.
Oh, boy. Bo's the king of bad ideas.
I think you're going to like this. So, let's say your daughter, Morgan, it's a micro wedding. It's 30.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say maybe she could push it to 40 or 50. Just a few more. 10 or 20. And you do a lottery. Wedding guest lottery. And they pay for that. So, it's not as much as like a $100 gift idea. It's... what can I put a good safe price there? $10 or $20? to make money to buy into be a guest. A lottery.
Can you buy multiple lotto tickets for this pool?
Yes, I think so, because that means you really want to go and you want to increase your chances.
I don't think that's a good idea.
No.
It's a terrible idea.
No.
I think that would be even more insulting than just not getting invited. Good news, you made the lottery pool list.
Yeah.
So, no.
No, and then when you come in the tables, the lucky lottery winners are sitting right there. Thank you for investing in this wedding. What do you think?
I think I'm a no on that one.
Yeah, right?
I'd rather just pay for a ticket than do a lotto. If one of my friends came to me and was like, it's this much money, you know, as long as I knew in advance to be able to save the money, you're going to give them a gift anyways.
Mm-hmm.
So I would do it. I would pay for a ticket if somebody asked me to buy a ticket to their wedding.
Now, on this trend, is it you buy a ticket to go to the wedding, is that considered your gift or you still got to get the gift?
I mean, I guess that's a conversation with the newlyweds, but I would hope that that would be like in lieu of your gift.
All right.
Jeez.
We're trying to figure this out. Making the cut, the wedding guests, sometimes financially. Listen, one night, you don't want to get yourself in debt just to invite more family and friends. You really don't. Invest the money, use it for the honeymoon, maybe get into a house, buying some land. That's better. Don't get in debt just for one night. All right, coming up for you, how about third row? This is how we roll. We like to get you up close and personal. Bailey Zimmerman, and he's not coming alone. Not coming alone.
Coming with Dylan Marlowe and Drew Baldridge.
That's right. C-Mac. Tickets don't even go on sale till Friday, but we got third row for you to win. Coming up next, 92.5 WBE.
Talking about micro weddings, and you said, Hope, that there's a trend of charging friends and family a ticket for your wedding, which I do think is crazy. That's jumping the shark. That's crossing a line, in my opinion. And this texter agreeing with me. It goes, hey, if you can't afford a wedding, don't have one. They go on to say, I work two jobs to pay for ours. Can't charge friends and family to watch you guys get married. That's insane.
Mm. That's a good point. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's reel it back in, right?
My daughter's postponed hers. She was supposed to get married this year, like your daughter, and we were sharing ideas and can't afford it. I don't have the extra, so we're all working on it
Correct.
For 2026. You know, we're talking about finances and weddings. How about food? Is there something out there to help you eat well, but save you money? We've got an idea for you, 92.5 WBEE. You discovered it. It's coming over from Denmark, huh?
Well, you know, in Denmark, they have apps that send you notifications and let you know all the local area stores that have deeply reduced food that's about ready to expire. So it doesn't go to waste.
Okay.
Great idea, right? How much food goes to waste? Grocery stores, if it doesn't sell, they have to throw it out. It goes to waste. So there's a new app locally here in Rochester, and it's a soft launch. But the more people that download it, it's free to download, the more interest there is in it, the more restaurants and places they can get on board with it. Right now, it just has Whole Foods. But the more we say, hey, we're interested in this, it's called Too Good to Go. And it's aiming to reduce food waste and save us money.
Do you spell out the two or is it the number two?
T-O-O.
Oh, T-O-O.
Too like that good. Food's too good to
Ooh,
go to waste.
Too good to
gotcha.
Go.
Gotcha. Okay.
And that, you know, it's the same food. It's just if you're going to cook it now, today's the last day, you get it at a really deeply reduced price.
I've used one similar to that called Flash Food. So they'll go through and check the entire grocery store of anything that's going to be expiring that day, the next day. They've got a pretty short window, but I've done like $5 produce boxes where it's just a Mod Podge of fruit on its last legs, ready to go. I've gotten prepared meals, like frozen meals. I've gotten bakery items. It's always different just depending on what is on its expiration date.
You know, I'm all for saving money.
Heck yeah.
And so if this is just another, because you got coupons, right? So you go for the coupons and you got to wait for the store sales.
Mm-hmm.
This is just another way where you can get, it notifies me. I have my notifications on.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, as soon as that store posts stuff that's affordable for today, if I can go get dinner for $20 or whatever it is, I'm gonna head there.
I'm going to download this app because when I walk around shopping, I'll go through the butcher area, the produce area.
I look
for the clearance food, the sticker. Look, it slashed from whatever, $12.95 all the way down to $3.95. What? how much time do I have? And I look at the expiration. I can make that tonight.
And they do want everyone to know all the food that's sold on the apps are still perfectly safe to consume.
All right.
You know, I mean, there are still guidelines legally that they have to follow. So yeah. It's not like they're selling you moldy stuff.
Hey, we're trying to help. We're all on some type of budget or not. This is food helping you. It's a food app. What's getting ready to expire? Let's make it part of the world's easiest contest. Bailey Zimmerman's coming. C-Mac. Tickets go on sale this Friday, but you can win third row. That's how we roll. We get you up close. Third row today. If you're call number 19-585-252-WBEE 252-9233. The answer, it's real easy. The world's easiest contest is a food app for food that's going to expire. Right, that food app is really genius, telling you when things are expiring, you get a good deal. What other cool apps are out there that we don't know about?
I bought a gift for Christmas, a smart mug.
What? Does it make you smarter? You answer questions better?
No, it connects to your smartphone through an app, okay. And you can control the temperature of your coffee and keep it at a sustained 132 degrees for 80 minutes or whatever your temperature preference is. If you're, you know, feeling a little bit cooler, you want to lower it down to like 128.
My God. That is taking your coffee super serious.
You know what? My wife would love that. She loves your coffee hot. I don't care. You know, sometimes I forget I make coffee.
We all do.
And I'll go there like an hour later. I'm like, oh, I guess I'm having cold iced coffee. Right. It doesn't bother me. She is the one that takes her mug. She gets busy, distracted, and she'll put it in the microwave. But you're telling me there's a mug that uses an app to keep it warm, huh?
Yeah, it's the Ember mug. So it's electric. Boogie, woogie, woogie.
Yeah.
And it connects to the app, and then you can go through. It's like for black coffee, it recommends this temperature. For tea, it recommends this temperature.
Wow.
Goes all out.
I feel like, you remember going to the Sharper Image stores?
Yes.
And they had like all the coolest stuff where you're like, what are we, on the moon?
Yeah.
This is like space age stuff. I feel like that's something you would have gotten at Sharper Image.
Yes. I like that. And then after Sharper Image, you kind of went to things you could buy from the infomercial.
Yeah, that as store. Seen on TV.
As seen on TV.
All my faves.
Yeah.
All my faves.
Brick and mortars, they're going away. Some of our favorite stores. I wonder if there's any other cool apps we never knew about.
There's one called Run Pee.
Excuse me?
Well, it's exactly what it sounds like. It's if you've ever wondered, like, while you're watching a movie, oh my gosh, I don't want to miss anything. It will tell you the best parts in all movies. Where you can go take a restroom break.
So,
and you won't miss anything of the plot.
Yeah, okay. You won't miss anything good in a movie.
Yeah.
And what is that called?
Run Pee.
Run Pee app. Is that free?
It is.
All right, there you go.
It's absolutely free. Incredibly weird. Incredibly useful. Incredibly free.
Hang on one second while I download that, okay?